This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. The Colorado Union of Taxpayers, where Kim Monson serves as president, rated 5 new bills this week through its Cut Engage citizen action tool. Cut opposes 4 bills and supports 1. The bills cover state interference with federal immigration enforcement, the 2026-27 Long Bill, a Medicaid overpayment recovery tool, a $50 million loan from the Unclaimed Property Trust Fund, and a new state enterprise funded by fees on homeowners insurance. Bills CUT opposes. Immigration bill blocks state and airport help for federal detainee transport. HB 261276 prohibits governmental entities and airports from engaging with federal immigration authorities to transport individuals detained by federal immigration authorities, expands state inspection authority over federal immigration detention facilities, and subjects noncompliant agencies and facilities to civil penalties. CUT calls the bill blatant state interference in federal enforcement of immigration law and says it proposes to use taxpayer money to oppose the federal government from carrying out its constitutional duties. CUT flags the bill's safety clause, which blocks voters from referring the law to the ballot, as a blatant affront to the Colorado voters, and notes the bill is advancing while related litigation is already underway. The bill is sponsored by Representatives Kyle Brown, Michael Carter, Lorena Garceau, and Elizabeth Vallasco, all Democrats. Long Bill raises spending while draining reserves. HB 26111 is the 2026-27 Long Bill, the state's annual appropriations package for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2026. A majority of CUT opposes it, citing a large budget increase over last year and accounting maneuvers that give the illusion of achieving balance by temporarily shifting funds. CUT argues the legislature is burning through reserves while increasing both revenue and spending, with growth concentrated in social programs, even as core functions like transportation and corrections are cut. Committee amendments include 2 especially objectionable items from a governance, proper role of government viewpoint, corrections receives large reductions, healthcare policy and financing receives large increases. The bill is sponsored by Senator Jeff Bridges, Democrat, Representative Kyle Brown, Democrat, Representative Emily C. Rotu, Democrat, and Representative Rick Taggart, Republican. Unclaimed Property Trust Fund loaned $50 million for utility energy upgrades. SB 26148 directs the state treasurer to execute a $50 million low-interest loan from the Unclaimed Property Trust Fund to the Colorado Clean Energy Fund on August 15, 2026, to capitalize a utility on-bill repayment program for residential energy upgrades. CUT calls it a horrible bill, which steals money supposedly held in perpetuity until reclaimed by the rightful owner, and argues it is not the proper role of government to be choosing winners and losers. CUT also challenges the sponsors to justify the bill's safety clause, which blocks voters from referring the law to the ballot. The bill is sponsored by Senator Matt Ball, Democrat, Representative Sean Cumacho, Democrat, Representative Junie Josef, Democrat, and Senator Kyle Mulica, Democrat. Homeowners insurance fee creates a new state enterprise. SB 26155 creates the Strengthen Colorado Homes Enterprise, a government-owned business within the Division of Insurance, and imposes a 0.5% fee, beginning in 2027, on insurers' multi-peril homeowners insurance premiums. The revenue funds grants for resilient roof retrofits, contractor training, and a wildfire insurance risk study. The bill bars insurers from passing the fee on to policyholders. CUT strongly opposes this Tabor bypass, saying it will result in $30 million in fees, increased insurance costs to all property owners, all to finance grants that benefit only a few. CUT says this is not the role of government, and that insurance companies can offer resilient roof incentives on their own without state involvement. The bill is sponsored by Representatives Kyle Brown and Julie Mukliski, both Democrats, and Senator Kyle Mulica, Democrat. Bill CET supports. MDHEIDI audit tool targets overpayments with statistical sampling. HB 261412 authorizes the Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing to use statistical sampling and extrapolation to identify and recover MedHikaidi overpayments to providers of non-emergency medical transportation and pediatric behavioral therapy. The bill bars contingency-based audit contracts and requires the State Auditor's Office to verify that proper statistical sampling methods were used. CUT supports the bill, saying spending $500 to recover an estimated $36 million is money well spent, and adds it may head off a major MediKide corruption blow-up like those unfolding in other states. The bill is sponsored by Senator Jeff Bridges, Democrat, Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer, Republican, Representative Emily Cirotou, Democrat, and Representative Rick Taggart, Republican. Make your voice heard. All five bills are available on CUT Engaged, the Colorado Union of Taxpayers citizen action tool that lets you contact your legislators directly about the bills that affect your wallet and your freedom. Disclosure: Kim Monson is president of the Colorado Union of Taxpayers. And now, Kim's perspective. Four of this week's five bills chase the same pattern: spend more, route around the taxpayer, and block the ballot box behind a safety clause. The long bill leans on accounting maneuvers to cover a deficit while growing social program spending and cutting corrections. SB 26-148 pulls $50 million out of the unclaimed property trust fund, money that is supposed to sit in perpetuity for its rightful owners. SB 2615 builds a new state enterprise on the back of every Colorado homeowner who pays an insurance premium, which CUT calls a Tabor bypass. The one bright spot is HB 261412, a bipartisan tool to recover Medicaid overpayments through honest statistical auditing. Go to coloradotaxpayer.org and make your voice heard on CUT Engaged. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.